Can two walk together except they be agreed? Clyde Pilkington here. For those of us who were raised in extremely fundamentalist backgrounds, we carry an unbelievable amount of baggage from those days. One such passage of scripture, often quoted in my religious past, was Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The way the KJV mistranslates this verse, and in turn, the separation teaching on which the fundamentalists base it, leads to destructive relationship behavior. Many have been taught, based on this passage, that we are to walk only with those with whom we are in absolute doctrinal agreement. However, if relationships are based merely on agreement, doctrinal or otherwise, we probably will have few relationships, if any. And such relationships are shallow at best. Jesus, of course, violated this fundamentalist teaching when he was the friend of publicans and sinners. Paul ignored the fundamentalist doctrine of separation when he instructed believers and unbelievers to remain married. What then is the answer concerning Amos 3:3? The solution is simply one of an accurate translation. Listen to the verse in some literal translations. The Concordant Version says, "Shall two walk together if they fail to make an appointment?" Rotherham says, "Can two walk together except they meet?" Young says, "Do two walk together if they have not met?" Rather than teaching a life of restricted relationships, quite the opposite is referred to in this passage of Scripture. Relationships are built on the investment of time, on appointment, not on agreement. For time is the currency of relationships.